The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Hello, hello, and welcome. You are absolutely in the right place. That is, if you want to think and grow rich, welcome to the Think and Grow Rich show with the International Mastermind Association. This is Galen Vingan, the leadership strategist, and I want to urge you at this point, really, really early on, to call in to 661-554-9219, and you can join us in the conversation. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every week, and we explore the success formula of Napoleon Hill as outlined in his best-selling classic book, Think and Grow Rich. Please join in. Be prepared to join the conversation. We do want this to be a conversation. You can dial the number and hit number one on your phone, and you will be added in. This week, we will be discussing Chapter 2 on Faith, Visualization, and Belief in the Attainment of Desire, which is the second step in riches. We will also talk with a special guest, Dr. Gail Crocker. So be prepared to join that. This is going to be an amazing amazing show, and can't wait to get into the conversation with Dr. Crocker. Along with me are some amazing co-hosts. We're going to have Ms. Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, join us in just a second. Ms. Ursula Odom, who is the owner of Sula 2 Publishing. I love the name of her company. Pagin, who is a Hall of Fame speaker and owner of Power Woman Global. And then Dr. Peter James. And I, again, am Galen Bingham, the leadership strategist and a certified executive coach. So let me bring everyone just into the conversation just so that you can hear their voices, because these are four dynamic co-hosts. And I just want to introduce them very briefly and have you get a feel for who's in the studio with me. So first up is Ms. Ursula Odom. Ursula, say hello and join the conversation.
Ursula Odom, CEO of Sula 2. And I usually say we make old new with everything we do, but what I want to say to you is, Galen, every time you say that you love my company's name, you're giving honor to my grandmother because her nickname was Sula, short for Ursula, and I am Sula, too. So you warm my heart because that means the motto, tagline is working, but you're also giving honor to a great woman. So that's who I am, that's who my company is, and we capture and preserve your story for you.
Fantastic. Well, she's definitely a part of the show this morning, so thank you for that. Next up is the speaker that only requires one name, a Hall of Fame speaker, Ms. Pagin. Join the conversation.
Good morning, everybody. We're talking about faith today, and the faith from Napoleon Hill's perspective. I am so excited to be here, Galen, with you, and to hear the perspectives of Gail and what she has to say about her own experiences. Today is a great day.
Well, fantastic, man. Can't wait to get your energy on this show. And you guys see why she is a Hall of Fame speaker. Book her if you have any desire for energy in your organization or business. Next up is Dr. Peter James. He is a speaker, a professor, a high performance coach. This guy does it all. Peter, join the conversation.
Galen, I am just so excited to be here this morning. I love this chapter. I think I say that for every single chapter in this book, Think and Grow Rich. But I'm so excited to be here with our distinguished co-host, with our phenomenal guest today, with you hosting on this great day. Yes, my name is Dr. Peter A. James. I am the high performance coach, and I focus on helping you get to you and your business get to the next level, whatever that next level is as you define it. That being said, today it's all about the faith that you have to get to your next level. So, Galen, I'm looking forward to our conversation. I'm looking forward to our special guest. And let's see how this unfolds.
Absolutely. I can't wait as well. And last but certainly not least is the master builder, Ms. Ann McNeil. She has her hands in all kinds of things and all kinds of businesses, but she is always inspiring. So, Ms. Ann, please join the conversation.
All right. The master builder, inspiring. I like that. Well, we help you to build a stronger and better life and business. And this, Peter, is one of my favorite chapters because that faith is really a repetition of my thoughts, and so are yours. So it's exciting to be here talking with Gail today. I call her Gail because she's a friend from another organization that we're involved in. So we're excited. Back to you, Galen.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. And boy, I just can't wait to get into this conversation. Before we do, I'd like to go to commercial so that we can hear a very, very brief overview of the 13 steps of Think and Grow Rich, the success formula compiled by Napoleon Hill. So on the other side of this commercial, we will get to know our special guest, Dr. Gail Crocker. So let's take a listen to those 13 steps.
Number one is desire. Napoleon Hill said that everything starts with a burning desire, a compelling reason for doing what it is we do. Step two is faith, having belief in our ability to attain that which we desire. Step three is what we call auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion simply means being very intentional about the things that we are pouring into our thoughts, into our brains, and into our consciousness. Our brains, our minds, will receive everything automatically. But we have to work extra hard to make sure that the positive things are what we are feeding ourselves, because those positive thoughts are going to turn into positive actions. Step number four is specialized knowledge. No one person knows everything, even about whatever their particular area of expertise might be. And the value of the mastermind principle is using the specialized knowledge of other people. Step number five is imagination, the workshop of the mind. Everything starts with our imagination and our thoughts, the burning desire to transform those thoughts into our reality. In order to do that, we have to take a look at step six, which is organized planning. That is how we crystallize our desire into action, organizing ourselves. Having the thought and not acting on the thought isn't going to get us anywhere. We have the thought, we go through the organized planning to transform that thought into action. Step number seven is decision. What Napoleon Hill said is the mastery of procrastination. Napoleon Hill said that the antidote to procrastination is simply to make a decision and then move on that decision. Step eight is persistence. We have to have a sustained effort, which is induced by our faith, in order to achieve our goals. One of Napoleon Hill's books I love, even the title, 3 Feet from Gold. Those people who became rich during the gold rush in the Wild Wild West days didn't do that because they were necessarily smarter or had better information than anyone else. It's because they stayed just a little bit longer. Sometimes people left when they were just literally 3 feet from gold. So hanging in there, being persistent, is step number 8. Step number 9, the power of the mastermind, the driving force. None of us can accomplish anything on our own. Everybody, I don't care who you are, from the most prominent person to the person who might be considered the lowest on the totem pole, everybody has someone who helped them get to where they are. And the power of the mastermind is being able to use those influences around us. Use the thoughts. Use the knowledge. Use the exploration of other people to help us in achieving our goal. Step number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. This title can be a little confusing, but essentially what the mystery of sex transmutation means is that we oftentimes in our society think of sex as being purely physical. It is absolutely physical, but what Napoleon Hill teaches us is that sex also has an emotional element, and that sex is the strongest of our desires. That if we can take our sexual energy, transform that into positive, creative influences, it can propel us to new heights. And so we spend quite a bit of time talking about the mystery of step 10, which is sex transmutation. Step number 11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting leap between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spend some time talking about how we use that through the influence of autosuggestion and what we're feeding into our mind. Step number 12, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought. Final step number 13, the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom. This is the final step through which infinite intelligence may and will communicate voluntarily without any effort from or demands by the individual. The principle is the apex of the philosophy. It can be assimilated, understood, and applied only by first mastering the other 12 principles.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. And thank you for joining us. We are getting ready to jump into the chapter on faith and talk to our guest. And before I get started, before I share with you a little bit about our guest, I really want to encourage you to dial in, be prepared to be part of the conversation. You can join us by dialing 661-554-9219 and then hit number 1, and you will be joined into the conversation not only with our co-host, but with our special guest, Dr. Gail Crocker. So let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Gail. She is passionately committed to the mental health profession. She is a caring and dedicated therapist who believes that each person is equipped with the strengths and resources to attain happiness and fulfillment in life. As a therapist, her goal and purpose is to enhance the quality of life for children, adults, and families. She believes in an individualized approach to treating and planning that treatment. Her practice uses evidence-based interventions like cognitive behavior therapy, play therapy, and solution-focused therapy, among others. Solutions Unlimited is located in South Broward in Pembroke Pines. She specializes in individual, couple, and group therapy. They offer a highly personalized approach, again, for children, adolescents, adults, grandma, grandpa, uncle, cousin, whatever you need. She is the person to talk to, and I can't wait to bring her back, bring her in to be part of this conversation. Really, really powerful person with great insight into thinking rich. So on the other end, I'd like to go to one more commercial. On the other end of this commercial, we will get right into our conversation with Dr. Crocker. So let's go to commercial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Well, there you have it. There are so many ways to join the show, and we definitely want you to be on. This is not so much as of a show as it is a conversation, and we'd like you to be part of that. So I'd like to bring in our special guest. Dr. Crocker is just an amazing person. She is amazing in her field. She is an amazing person relative to just all aspects of many aspects of life. But more specifically, we want to have a conversation with her about her exposure and use of Think and Grow Rich. So, Dr. Crocker, welcome to the show, and tell us just a little bit about yourself. How did you become who you are today?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for welcoming me, and you did it so well with the introduction. I feel that there are just a few parts that I want to add that are key to understanding who I am. I am the proud daughter of Betty and John Crocker, and I always introduce myself that way so that people can relate to my name. My mother's name really is Betty Crocker, but she's not that trademark name that you see on the cake box at the grocery store. In addition to that, I also like to lead with that I'm an amazing sister, aunt, friend, colleague, counselor, and most of all, and it should be at the top of the list, but I'll end here, I'm a servant of God.
Yeah, well, that is definitely quite the list, and I am just so excited to have you on the show and just feed off of your energy. So tell us just a little bit about how did you come to know about this book, and what has that journey been like for you?
I have to say it was about 10 years ago. It may have been a little bit longer, but I was at a key point in my life, or should I say a turning point in my life, where I wanted to do something different. I had attained the degrees. I've always known or had this desire to be a counselor, and I felt like I had accomplished that through my efforts in the school system. But the one thing that really just nudged my heart was I knew that I wanted to be a motivational speaker. And with all of the education behind me or added to the list of gifts that I already had, I knew that it would require some practice. So I took an interest and spent some time trying to feel my way and get to know some people that would help me accomplish that. And I wound up in a class at the University of Phoenix with Dr. Tina Dupree one Saturday morning. As we began to share our elevator pitches, one of the things that happened during that time was Ms. Ann McNeil walked in the door, and we paused for a moment, and she introduced herself, sharing just a little bit about who she was, and I was observing some things, being in that phase of life where I was trying to make some changes. On her shirt, it read, constructively speaking. She handed me a card, and I just remember the one thing that she said was, have you ever read the book, Think and Grow Rich? And I paused for a moment wondering, why would she ask me that? But later on, as time went on, I realized that she was planting the seed at that time for this book that I never seemed to put down. I've always referenced it. I go back to it quite often, and it just has so many valuable seeds and nuggets that really, truly changed my life at a turning point in my life.
Well, fantastic. Yeah, she seems to have that effect on almost everyone that she meets. And I'm surprised that you lasted. I'm surprised that you lasted 4 minutes into your conversation with her before she mentioned the book. Very, very powerful book. What are some of the things that you have attributed to things that you've gotten from this book as you do your work in therapy?
The insights from the book, I'll be honest with you, really break down the processes that I never gleaned while I was studying at Barry University or sitting in a conference. It really just, it forced me to think outside of traditionally following theories and practices and the coaches that I had been exposed to. It really just allowed me to inject myself and some of my own personal experiences and apply it to a process that really works. So it opened my eyes to a whole nother level. And the way that I describe that is particularly with this chapter, is that the information from this book attached to what I already understood put my life on steroids. I just felt like I could offer so much more as an individual counselor, as a sister, as a friend that would support other people. And in addition to that, I was supporting myself because I knew that it was time for me to grow and develop in another aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, are there? Can you share any examples of how your life has grown because of your exposure to this book?
One of the first things, particularly with this chapter, is that I began to do was I began to formulate a plan for the dream. And it's at this time of the year when people begin to do vision boards. So one of the things that began to happen to me, and I guess as I began to read, I saw myself beginning to connect with energies or people that would take it a step further. So I began to participate in vision board planning. And after a while, I realized that that vision needs a little bit more. And one of the things that I did participate in that following year with Ms. Ann McNeil was her annual conference, which allowed me to realize that you have to move beyond just having the pictures on the board and understanding that there is a connection, but to actually sitting down, formulating those plans, structuring it, and looking at those plans so constantly so that you're constantly making movement on them and you're moving them to the next level so that you see the growth and the progress.
Very, very important. You know, a lot of times I talk to people and they are familiar with the vision boarding process, but they don't understand the significance of actually going through the process of developing a vision board or a vision page or that kind of thing. What would you say to those people who would say, you know, I don't have time to cut out pictures. I don't have time to sit in the room and look at images. What would you say to those people about the value of visualization?
The first thing that I would do from a personal perspective is I would share with them is that I truly understand the position that they have in the sense that you don't have time. But I've learned again through this Think and Grow Rich process and my connection with Ms. Ann is that there are 24 hours in a day, and you can devote 1 hour each day, or you can make the time within the 365 days we're given throughout each year to sit down and formulate a life plan, which is constantly a growth process, and it helps you. And sometimes people can't see that big picture, and I believe that's where I come in as a counselor that supports that effort to show you that it is possible. I mean, I have to start with myself, so I'm a living example. I like to be a testimony to people so that they understand that, yes, I walked in your shoes. I did not see the benefit of even having the pictures on the board. But when I did it initially, I began to see some things crystallize in my life. And then I knew after that point that just looking at the pictures, something else went along with that. And being a part of the experience, as I said once before, that annual conference where I had to sit with myself and address some of the true issues, my finances, the physical, how am I caring for myself, where's my faith, how am I connected to my family. All of those integral parts were parts of my life that I had to sit down and understand and formulate a plan for.
Yeah, powerful, powerful. Well, everyone, you have heard just a little bit from Dr. Crocker. She is an amazing therapist, a motivational speaker, and she is our guest today on this show. I'd like to take a very, very brief commercial break, and when we come back, we will bring in our co-host to ask questions, and you can join the conversation as well by dialing into 661-554-9219 and then hitting number one. We'll take a brief commercial break and we'll be right back with our guest and our co-host.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.
Well, welcome back, and I hope you've been enjoying the show so far. Hey, I also want to encourage you to follow the show on iTunes or RSS feed, and you can do that by going to blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, and then click on the purple and orange icon under, there's going to be a lady there with headphones, and right underneath it, you'll see that icon, it's orange and purple, trying to make it stand out. So be sure to follow us. That way you don't miss the show. You can be clued into and cued into everything that we've got going on here. Before I bring back and bring in the co-hosts for their insight into this powerful chapter on faith, I want to remind you to please join the conversation. And you can do so by dialing into 661-554-9219 and then hitting number one on your phone, and you will be in the conversations with our co-host as well as our special guest, Dr. Gail Crocker. So first up, Ursula, I would love for you to come into the conversation, and I know you got some questions for our guests, so please start us off.
Thank you. As you were talking about or answering the questions about time or saying something about not having enough time, you caused me to think about something, and I'd like you to expand on it. What popped into my head when I looked at self-confidence formula is it takes a lot of time second-guessing yourself. It's like, did I do this? Or did I do that? And I had never really thought that until whatever you said just a moment ago. So I'd like to hear more about how do you build your personal self-confidence.
Thank you for adding that follow-up question. And if I'm hearing you correctly, you wanted me to elaborate a little bit more on how you're able to make time to, basically invest in yourself and to take the vision from the board and formulate goals. Am I correct?
And what techniques do you use to build your own personal, I know I'm saying it multiple times saying the same thing, but build your self-confidence.
Great question. One of the things that I tend to do when I'm starting my day is I didn't have a hook or I didn't have anything that I connected to initially, but in this chapter I found the self-confidence formula, which is where I started. Never having really tapped into this before because I was just a textbook fiend for whatever my college instructors had me read, which was not this book, of course. One of the first things that I gravitated towards was the recommended, or should I say the self-confidence formula that is added to this chapter. It has grown, or should I say it has transferred in my life to me get starting my day a bit early. I'm up at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning because my day really does start at the school at about 6:37 a.m. But I make that time to have spiritual time where I am concentrating on the word. I read words of faith. I'm more biblically focused, and the motivational messages that I listen to in the morning before I start my day actually help me to shape my day. I hope that answers your question.
It does. Thank you.
Fantastic. Wow, that's really, really great insight there. Next up is Pagin. Pagin, I know faith has been a significant part of your ability to achieve all the things that you've done. What questions do you have for our guests?
So, Gail, I love your energy. Love it, love it, love it. And one of the things that I was fascinated as I was hearing you was not only do you read the book and listen to the audio bit book, but you watch videos about Think and Grow Rich on YouTube. And I really want to understand, what are some of the nuggets that you've gleaned from the videos that you're experiencing that's different than when you read or listen to the book?
Thank you for that response or question as well. There are so many jewels in each and every aspect of Think and Grow Rich. As I go back, and kind of depends on what life is kind of tossing my way, I know that this book always has something and add value to me. From some of the YouTube videos, as I connected to the faith chapter, just listening to them, they're 10 minutes and they can always just add an extra add extra value to what you already think, know, and understand. One of them was, and you hear it all the time where people say you just have to keep strengthening your faith. And one of the songs that kind of came to my mind after watching one of the videos was a Journey song, which is Don't Stop Believing. You got to hold on to that feeling. And sometimes above all the things that we fear on a day-to-day basis, that was one of the things that I gleaned from watching one of the YouTube videos. In addition to having that faith and knowing that you have to continue on, you got to be grateful for every experience. Every experience provides a lesson or a blessing. And on one of the videos that related to faith, I realized just in sitting and listening to that, and it truly helped me pull through the day that you're gaining, whether it be positive or negative, and it's how you apply it when you move on to the next phase.
I'm just jumping in because I love how some of the nuggets that you're sharing right this moment is that you're using the book and the audio and the video consistently with combining it with what's happening in your life at this moment. It's almost as though I'm hearing you say when you're having a moment, and we all do, right, up and down, and life is never just one big, you know, wonderful circus of joy, right? But there's all that behind the scenes that goes on with the circus. So are you finding yourself drawn to, you know, you'll be in a moment, and will you find yourself, oh, let me run to the book to just see what shows up to guide me? Or is that how you're using some of these experiences? Are you being called to it during a rough time? Because I think people really want to know how you're using it, like, not just as a human.
And I hear you, and I think you're identifying with exactly how I positioned it in my life. I start my day with a faith-based perspective, and I'll be honest with you, over the past 10 years, I often refer to it more so than I do many of the theories, although I still apply my theories in practice. There are so many nuggets that sometimes when I sat down with either a student or maybe an adult that has walked into my office, that I find myself really leaning on some of the foundations and principles of this book.
Yeah, I can feel it through the phone. And, you know, that's, I appreciate you sharing that, because I think that people think that they could just read the book, put it down, But as Miss Ann McNeil has inspired, let the book read you, and you're exhibiting
yes.
that. So thank you.
That is the perfect quote to close this part of the conversation. Let the book read you. The first time that I read it, and many of the things that I heard Miss Ann McNeil say before, I wondered to myself, just what is she into? And then the first time I read the book, I read it with a textbook perspective, as if it was going to, again, provide me with theories. And, again, I was listening to it the first time. The first time was the audiobook presentation. And now when I was fortunate enough to get the book in hand, I listened to the audio book while reading the book, and then I wrote in the book. And again, yes, it has become a part of my lifestyle.
Fantastic.
A great
testament to just being totally success conscious and submerged and immersed into this content. It's a great, great example. Dr. Peter James, you are a speaker, a professor, and a high-performance coach. We've got definitely a high-performance professional in the studio today. What questions do you have for Dr. Crocker?
Yeah, Gail, hey, thank you so much again. Thank you, Galen. Excited to be here again. Love this chapter. Actually, I love all the chapters, as I mentioned earlier. This faith chapter, it kind of goes into faith. It goes into, auto-suggestion. It talks about the self-confidence formula. I love the quote, of course, faith is the eternal elixir which gives life, power, and action to the impulse of thought. But, Gail, let's stay on affirmations a little bit, if you don't mind. And, a lot of people, when they hear about affirmations on the surface, there's a little skepticism. There's a little bit of hesitancy that, is this really working? Is this repetition really a thing? What are your thoughts on daily affirmations, or especially as Think and Grow Rich has laid them out a little bit for you, but then even again, how do you apply them best in your own life?
Thank you, Peter, for that great question. And if you were sitting in my office where I'm sitting right now, you know that I'm living it out, and I'm exposing each person that walks into my office with a little bit of Think and Grow Rich. The daily affirmation, being raised in the church, I was hearing them all the time, but just not necessarily absorbing them and making them a part of who I truly am. Once I tapped into the book, I realized again just how much I was already connected to, and reading the contents of the book just amplified everything that I knew, believed, and understood. It shows up in my life as a counselor, as I support children and adults. I'm sitting in my office right now, and there isn't a corner that isn't covered with some sort of positive affirmation, an introspective thought, or a reflection, something that just allows you to search yourself inward, and it either brings you to light or it brings a positive light to the individual person. And that's how it shows up in my life on a day-to-day basis. I just can't help but carry it with me because, again, the joy of being in counseling, although I'm faced with many negative aspects, meaning you never know who's going to walk into the office on a day-to-day basis, that I'm carrying, again, wonderful resources. I start my day, again, Bible-based. I'm connected to this great resource, and, again, I fill my life with it on a day-to-day basis in every aspect. So, like I said, corner to corner, as I look around in my office right now, what I see is nothing but the affirmations that come from this book and others that I have heard along my journey.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Back to you, Galen.
Fantastic. And Ms. Ann, you are the master builder, and like so many of the guests that we have on our show, Dr. Crocker is definitely a building block for your Think and Grow Rich family. So what questions do you have for Dr. Crocker?
Wow, I've taken so many notes here. Gail, thank you so very much. I think you are a testament, really, of what the McNeil Factor Mastermind system generates over time. And oftentimes, we think it's a microwave process. But one of the things that I'm learning and still learning from this chapter on faith is that it really is the repetition of thought. So my question for you is that, is there a particular affirmation that may be very short that you may be willing to share with us what that is? Because I really enjoyed what you talked about when you said that the formulation of plans for your dream, and oftentimes we don't connect those, but coming back to the faith chapter, it is the repetition of the thoughts of what that dream is. So is that something you could share?
Thank you, Ms. Ann. Hold on 1 second. I really tried to pull it up because one of the things I have in my war room at home is my affirmations are posted to the wall. But I did want to go back and share that one of the things that helped me in order to develop that process of daily affirmations and spending time in the Bible and being focused and intentional in the morning was the self-confidence formula that appears on page 59. And I can share, if you don't mind, just this first paragraph, because there are things
Absolutely.
That I've underlined, highlighted, underscored just in the first paragraph that really helps me to be more deliberate, intentional, and to develop my self-confidence.
Absolutely. Now, while she's doing that, I want to remind everybody that we're all using different versions of the book. And so back in the day when she's talking about when she got started with us, it was a different version of the book. So just be mindful when we mention page numbers that your page number may be different.
Okay. Thank you so very much. I'm going to go ahead and read this first paragraph. And I would have to say that while reading this book during the first year, which was during spring break, and then the summer, I read this first paragraph. I was standing in the mirror, and I would read, "I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its attainment, and I here and now promise to tender such action." And when I didn't have anything else to hold on to because I was trying to think of my own affirmations, how was I going to create it? I was taking yoga, and they would put things in my hand. This one actually was one that I would read to myself or speak into myself on a day-to-day basis in front of the mirror. But the words were so powerful and uplifting. So I know, and I have the ability. So it strengthened me inwardly at a time when, like as I said, I was making a huge transition.
Yeah, I want to just go back to repeat something about faith.
Mm-hmm.
It really is the repetition of thought. So what you just shared is an act of faith, because when we hear something over and over and over again, true or false, we begin to believe it. And so one of the examples the book talks about is people who, in the beginning, when they're introduced to crime, they abhor it. Oh, how dare they do such a thing? Oh. And what we find, even in our own lives, especially when we're very young and more impressionable, like now. Anyway, the more they are around that crime, they begin to embrace it. And the more they're around it, or let's personalize it, Anne McNeil, then we see absolutely nothing wrong with it. Actually, it's not a bad idea.
And so I just appreciate you sharing that affirmation, because that is something that we use as a part of this process, the faith self-confidence formula. So that really was my question. Back to you, Gaba.
Thank you.
Well, fantastic. This has been great. You have been listening to the Blog Talk Radio International Mastermind Association show. We'll definitely join the conversation by dialing 661-554-9219 and then hit number 1 on your phone. We're going to take another very quick break, and then we will come back and continue our conversation with our guest, Dr. Gail Clark, and our co-host. And make sure that we're continuing to have a great day. So let's go to a commercial. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
So we are having an incredible conversation with Dr. Gail Clark. I hope you've been able to join and listen in. We just wanted to kind of sum up with some ahas from this conversation. So I'd like to go around and ask all the co-hosts to just kind of summarize the key conversation points that you've either gotten from this chapter or gotten from the conversation. And I'll start off, because I've got I went out and purchased a brand new Think and Grow Rich book. This one is actually Living and Breathing, and it changes daily. Some new information that they've inserted into this particular book is on page 49, and it says, each of us is what we are because of the dominating thoughts which we permit to occupy our minds. Thoughts which we deliberately place in our own mind and encourage with sympathy, and with which we mix any one or more of the emotions constitute motivating forces which direct and control our every movement, act, and deed. And like I said, this has to be brand new, because I did not notice this section in this chapter before, although I've underlined it, put stars in it, and I've written notes around it. Somehow it's brand spanking new. And the thing that jumped out to me is the part that those things that we allow to be developed in our mind, those thoughts that we energize. So we have control over those energies. We might not have control over the thoughts, but we determine what we put energy around. So those were some of the ahas that jumped out to me as I reread this chapter and as I listened to Dr. Crocker and the co-host, Ms. Ursula. What are some of the ahas that jumped out at you either in this conversation or in this chapter?
Actually, it's a combination of all of the above: the book, the conversation, Dr. Crocker, and the fact that the paragraph that she read is the very reason that I even pay any attention to this book, because that is the one that spoke to my heart as well. So I totally understand what you're saying when you say that really worked for you. But here's where I am now. That paragraph that says, I know who I am, basically, I know I can do this, because in my case, Sula Stevens said that you're a blessed child. And so I know I have the ability. That's in no doubt. But the second part says, I realize that the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. And then the third, it says, I know that the that through the principle auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means. So what this says to me is, I know who I am, and I realize that I have to put thoughts in my head that confirm that I know who I am, and then who I want to be. So who I am is number one, who I want to be is number two, and then number three, say it enough times that I'm convinced of it. So I'm trying to move through those three. Got the confidence of who I am, working on who I want to be, and then convincing my body and soul of the first two. And then I'll get to the other stuff another day. But I'm enjoying the conversation, and this is where I'm at this point.
Fantastic, powerful insight. Ms. Ursula, how can people get a hold of you if they want to connect with you or with Ursula 2 Publishing?
You know, I get so wrapped up in what's being said, sometimes I forget, and that's how you become an invisible person. But you can reach me at sulatoo.com, SULATOO.com. And my telephone number is 813-368-1628. If you're ready to get that story told, it's time to give me a call, because I'd like to capture, preserve, and present your legacy information as soon as possible, because people need to know about it.
Terrific, terrific. Definitely give her a call. Pagin, you are always amazing at drawing insight and pulling out inspiration from all kinds of places. What were some of the ahas that you either got from this conversation or from this chapter?
So this is one of my favorite chapters. And, you know, Dr. Gale, I appreciate you. You know, I work with women in leadership and business who want to be brave, bold, be seen and be heard by being paid really well in the process. And, you know, I do speaking and coaching, and I run Power Women Worldwide online, a membership. And one of the things that you were saying, building strong confidence, feeling the power of who you are, comes from practice and staying focused and going back to the tools that will support who you are and where you want to go. And you reminded me about the chapter, well, faith, that we're reading that, but on page 51, two critically important tools and tactics that all people, especially, but for me, especially women, I want them to invest their time and energy, and you obviously do that with your affirmations. You obviously do it having it all on your wall to remind you. You obviously do it from your work, so thank you. But I'm talking about the self-confidence formula. So on page 51, when we go to the self-confidence formula, the second one, it says, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. That is a critically important piece. And I was hearing from your perspective how you were saying it. And the other day I heard somebody else share to take who you are 10, 15 years from now and be that person. And what is that person thinking? What is that person feeling, knowing, living, emotionalizing, and today, start speaking as though you're that person. And so to look back from where you can be in 10 years to see who you are, and you keep on talking about your 10 years and the transformation, I think that it's that lesson of who am I today and who was I 10 years ago? Well, who do I want to be in 10 years and how would she think? The third thing on self-confidence formula on the third, it says, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. I just know that it is up to us to invest in developing our self-confidence. And Gail, just so you know, before we began this day, Galen had a statement, and he said, "I am always prepared." And we were all chuckling because he was just, his self-confidence was just bursting. And it can't help but stop bursting for each one of us when we are investing the time in building our self-confidence, and those listeners to spend the 30 minutes of planning who you are, but also spending the 10 minutes to demand of ourselves the development of self-confidence so we can be, do, and have all that is prepared for us as we plan and are willing to receive. That is my thoughts, and everybody could reach out to me at teampegine, TEAMPEGINE.com, or go to powerwomenworldwide.com. I am so looking forward to connecting and falling in love with you.
Well, fantastic. I definitely can attest that it will be a mutual love affair if you were to reach out to Pegine, so definitely give her a call. Thank you for that. Dr. Peter James, I know about your love for this chapter, especially in the work that you do with building high-performance leaders. What were some of the key ahas that you got from this conversation or from the chapter in general?
Well, Galen, yeah, thank you so much again. Wow, what a powerful show this has been. Definitely from Gail, but also secondarily from our co-host here, who have actually been inspiring me as well. I'll actually get it started off by the way that individuals can get in touch with me is on any social media channel at Dr. Peter A. James. That's at DrPeterAJames, all spelled together on any social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You know, this faith chapter is an interesting one, really, really is. And I really enjoyed listening to Gail dissect how she applies it to her life. One of the things that really inspired me, re-inspired me, was listening to her affirmations and how she has those posted and written out, too, because you heard her flipping through her pages to kind of identify them, to reinvigorate those and find those as well. I personally have to do a better job. This really spoke to me. This show today really spoke to me about me doing a better job of rehearsing my affirmations regularly, 10 times, a few times, 10 minutes a day, that is, as Pegine had mentioned there as well, and be more intentional about those. Because the text says on page 47, if it be true that one may become a criminal by association with crime, and yes, this is a known fact, it is equally true that one may develop faith by voluntarily suggesting affirmations to the subconscious mind that one has faith. And so now, you know, I don't want to be exposed to crime on a regular basis because I might start to like it, but what I want to start doing is rehearsing the things that I desire to be, that I know I want to be, as if I am to a certain extent, writing them out, rehearsing them on a regular basis, because I want to be able to now act them out. I want the behavior to change in my life on a daily basis in order for those things to manifest. And that was my aha, for lack of a better word, for today, Galen. And yeah, thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Ms. Ann, any final thoughts from you, and how can people get a hold of you?
Start with how they can get a hold of me, and that is my website, annmcneill.com. That's A-N-N-M-C-N-E-I-L-L. But I live on text, and I have no problem in giving my phone number out to the world. And that number is 786-546-0184. AnnMcNeill.com. My aha from today's show, I go back to something, Gail, you said early on about the crystallization and addressing issues, starting with myself. And I thought about myself when I heard you say that. And I've mentioned oftentimes on the show, my 1979 situation of the crystallization of my problems and then addressing them. And you hit the nail right on the head, but I want to go back to Peter was on 47. I want to go to page 46. In the middle, it says repetition or affirmation of orders to your subconscious mind is the only method of voluntary development of the emotion of faith. One of my favorite books says that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the word. Now, you can replace anything for the word. The word can be your affirmation. It can be almost anything. And so the repetition of thought, which is the same as autosuggestion, which is the same as an affirmation, is where the faith comes from. And I believe that that repetition gives us crystallization. So thank you for hitting that right on the head. And I know we're at the top of the hour. Back to you, Galen, as we prepare to wrap up.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. So, Dr. Crocker, any final thoughts before we close out?
Yes, I want to thank you all for extending the invitation for me to be a guest in this conversation. And as I run out to my next conference, I did want to add the closing thoughts that I have heard on video and I've read in the book. Faith is not something that you get. Faith is something that you already have. And it brought me to the realization that there are levels to this faith process. You have to identify where you are. You have to use the tools around you. You have to be a part of community and like-minded individuals that support the process in order to think and grow rich. This has been an amazing opportunity for me, and I've enjoyed being a part of the process.
Well, fantastic. We have definitely enjoyed having you on the show, so we want to thank you for being a part and sharing your insight. This is Galen Bingham, the Leadership Strategist, and I want to thank you for joining the International Mastermind Blog Talk Radio Show as we discuss Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And we are here every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we would love to have you be part of the show. I'd like to close out by sharing one of my favorite quotes from a book that I purchased almost 25 years ago. It is Jesus CEO, the Using Ancient Wisdom for Visionary Leadership by Lori Beth Jones. And she says, Jesus regularly visualized the success of his efforts. He says, I always do what pleases God. Was that conceit or was it enlightened creativity and self-knowledge? Jesus was full of self-knowledge and self-love. His I am statements were what he became. And again, those are words of Lori Beth Jones from her 1995 classic, Jesus CEO. This has been Galen Bingham, the Leadership Strategist, and I would love to bid you adieu. Until next time, continue being amazing.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.